This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A lone male wolf was captured, collared, and released in eastern Skagit County recently, the first such catch west of the Cascades. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Wolf Coordinator Danny Martorello says it's a likely sign that wolves are expanding their range across the state.
Wolves are radiating out of where they're originally translocated into central Idaho and Yellowstone. That population is just continues to expand into eastern Washington, and now we're seeing wolves from eastern Washington expand westward. So it's predictable.
Martorello says it's still too early to tell exactly what this means.
This is either a dispersing animal that has come from another pack, whether that's Washington or BC, or potentially it could even be Oregon, or if this animal is part of a pack. And so right now, biologists are watching that data from the collared wolf every day. It'll take a few weeks to determine if that animal is kind of has splitty for that site, which would suggest that the animal settled in and may be running with other wolves, or we may see this animal just continue to disperse.
Martorello says it's the first capture, but not the first sighting. A female wolf was struck by a car and killed on I-90 in North Bend in 2015, and last year a wolf wearing a GPS collar crossed the Cascades into Snohomish County when the transmission stopped.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.